Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, one other thing. Please, if you're going to call in, please try to call in before 3 minutes left in the show. I can't take your calls. So for those of you who called in earlier this week, call in a little bit earlier, please. We would love to take your calls, but we can't take your calls with 2 minutes left in the show because we don't have enough time to talk. That's it. For those of you who are afraid to call, you know, you can always jump into the Blog Talk chat room. Or you can jump onto the Smooth Drama chat room if you can get onto it. Also, social media. If you're on Facebook, you can jump into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Shiny Eyebrows will add you. Mr. J of the Shiny Eyebrows. Myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Shiny Eyebrows, will add you. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, follow us, whatever. Whatever that social media tells you to do, you do that. We'll get back with you, and we can talk a taste on it. Because we want to hear from you. We want to be able to converse with you. Also, you can email us questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. All that good stuff. And before we get started, I got to ask you a question, Brown Sugar.
Yeah, sir.
Very, very important question. Probably
okay,
one of them.
I have a very important answer.
All right. So, have you ever used a butt mask before?
A what?
A butt mask.
A mask
butt.
For your butt?
A mask for your butt.
Okay, so like I have a question. You have to clarify for me. You know, you always have to do that. Is this like a facial? You know, like you put it on. Not like the mask that we're using now. This is just like for, like a clay mask or like a charcoal mask. You know, women do the spa treatments. Is this a spa treatment mask?
No. A butt mask.
Then I can say no. I have not. I have not
so
used one.
A butt mask is a mask that you put on your butt. Apparently, it helps your skin. It's supposed to tighten up your butt, help the tone, all that good stuff.
Hmm.
And some of the ingredients, I was like, man, that sounds delicious.
So then I'm right then. I'm right. It is like a spa treatment.
Yeah, it's for your butt, though.
Yeah, then I have used one. Yes, I have.
So you had a butt mask?
Yes.
Okay. So how'd that feel?
It was a body. It was for my whole body.
Hey, see,
it was wonderful.
See, you know what?
What do you mean?
Every time we're right there. You want to shift the goalposts. No, we're not shifting the goalposts. It ain't your whole body.
I'm not sure.
Did I say body mask?
But they put it on my butt, too.
Anyway. So, yeah.
It's the same thing. They put it on my butt. They're just choosing not to put the mask all over your body and just focus on your butt. So, yeah. It's a spa treatment.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and tell me the ingredients, but I'm curious.
What?
I said, tell me the ingredients. I'm curious. I didn't, like, you know.
Watermelon, mango. They said watermelon, mango. I was like, okay. And they say that, you know, because they're talking about there are different celebrities who have their significant others putting the butt mask on every day so that they're, you know, afterwards their booty can breathe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all hype, though. I mean, you can easily just get a nice scrub, a honey sugar scrub, do it. Coconut oil, you'll be good. Be good.
Okay. All right. Tips from brown sugar. You can get the
you'll be good.
Honey scrub. That sounds sticky, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
But you're not, like, leaving. You're not putting your clothes on. You're going to be naked the whole time. So, I mean, yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to know. All right. Now that we've had that smooth drama commercial, PSA on how to treat your butt during the apocalypse, we're actually going to talk about Tales from the Apocalypse.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, okay. All right. So, there's a Fox News anchor, show host. Just not going to say, you know, I don't even want to say these dudes' names no more, right? I'm just going to talk about them. Homie said, and I quote, people, healthy people need to go out and have some courage and get infected.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'll be all kind of fraidy cats, punks, chickens, whatever you want to call it.
He said herd mentality.
Yeah,
herd mentality. He's like, you know what? You have the herd immunity. You just go ahead on and bust out, and you know, if you get sick, then boom. Everybody's sick, so and you don't have to worry about getting sick again because you already got it.
Mm.
So,
and,
all you health people out there. All of y'all, go outside.
Is
touch
this like
sheep.
A herd of sheep?
Something like that.
Okay, so you heard of the term sheeple, right?
Yeah.
And lambs
yes,
being
I...
led to slaughter, so no thank you.
Yeah.
You can have it.
Yeah, I mean, because people are on a whole other level now. I mean, that's just one tale from the apocalypse. Up in Canada, they took a stormtrooper down. So there's this restaurant.
Stormtrooper?
Stormtrooper.
As in Star Wars.
Yeah. So
okay.
One of the employees of this restaurant called Coco Vanilla Galactic Cantina. It's a Star Wars themed restaurant. Who had the misfortune of opening up right before the apocalypse happened.
Mm.
Yeah. So they're trying to drum up business, right? And so they have a stormtrooper out there with the stormtrooper fake blaster. So most people know the Star Wars blaster. It doesn't look like a real gun. But apparently to the cops, in Canada, which probably makes sense because a lot of people, unlike the United States, they're not flowing around with guns. So they got shook a little bit. And so she had her blaster out and was trying to get people to come in. So they called 911 saying there was somebody with a stormtrooper costume with a gun, and the police took her down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is she okay or no?
Well, yeah, she's fine. Yeah,
they saw that.
Yeah, but it was just funny because that's the difference between Canada.
It must
Canada
have been a Karen then.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I said. It must have been a Karen.
No, it's Canada.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you remember Canada? They don't do that. It's
true.
Like, yeah, we're the country where you can bust into the Capitol building with guns, because that's how we do it. Everybody else don't do it like that. They fight in their Capitol buildings. I don't know if you ever seen their parliament. Some of the parliament on some of these C-SPAN stations.
Yeah, when they throw chairs and stuff.
Oh. Yeah, see, I like that. It's on and cracking.
It's full of passion.
No, you actually have to have real hands if you get elected to parliament, government in other countries, because somebody might step to you for real. You got to be ready. Anyway.
Well, that's why I said they're so full of passion, though. So.
Very.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So we have another stabbing. Someone stabbed the Uber driver because he wouldn't let a whole bunch of people in the Uber.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we're stuck on stupid right now.
We are having a challenging time.
Yeah, stupid is in vogue right now. It is very much in vogue. You can't. I don't even know what to say. It's very interesting. You see these folks that just, they're on another level of the game. Like, I'm gonna come out there and I'm gonna talk and do real stupid stuff. Like, it should be a bunch of us in the car, because coronavirus is over, right? It's done.
You know, I'm really believing that people think that, though.
Yep. They do.
Yeah.
But before we go through all that, we got to talk about our dumbass of the week. All right. So, unfortunately, our dumbass of the week is also going along as our RIP of the week. There's a woman in South Carolina, Cynthia Covert, 58. She was drowned after an alligator repeatedly pulled her into a pond. Kiowa Island, South Carolina. So what happened was this. She went over to a friend, business, where she does in-home nail appointments during lockdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Said she came over, do her nail, and, you know, when she left out, she went, left the porch to take pictures. So she wanted to take pictures of the alligator. And so she goes up to the alligator, and the woman screams out, "Hey, the alligator grabbed the deer from that same spot." And she says the quote, and I quote her, the famous quote, well, it's not famous, infamous quote, "I don't look like a deer," and tried to pet the alligator.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm.
So, the gator grabbed her, pulled her into the water, and did the death twirl. They shot the gator. Yep.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, said she came up. One of the guys are trying to pull her from the water. She's like, "I guess I won't do this again."
So then how did she drown?
Oh, the gator grabbed hold of her again and went into the death twirl.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So she's able to talk and probably scream and do all that stuff.
But wow. She didn't. She wasn't necessarily screaming. She's she's very calm.
Well, I'm sure you're. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I don't look like a deer. Yeah. You don't look like a deer. But you are a dimmer.
Yeah.
I guess that was the wrong thing to talk about, huh?
Yeah, but I'm glad you're going on break.
Okay. You know what? We're just going to go on break. This is Joanna Lucas. Broken Stupid.
First, we're affected by what we know. When I talk to the kids in high school classes, college classes, that's the first thing I tell them. Get the information while you're here. Right? Nothing worse than being stupid when you get out of school. So get the information. Being broke is bad, but being stupid is what's really bad. What's really, really bad is being broken, stupid.
This is shit I dreamed about when I was only four. Sugar, water, mac and cheese, we were broke and poor.
Yeah.
Court evictions, landlords never show remorse. Now I'm in the building, when they greet me, they gon' hold the door.
Yeah.
I never needed your acceptance, this is my destiny. I made devil's work and turned it into God's blessing. Can't knock me off the block, this is not Tetris. Life lessons I learned, tables turn, that's my assessment. They told me to be patient, but I need a flex. I'm so famous, I can finally hit Jay-Z direct.
Yeah.
I might hit up Drake and tell him to send me the jet. I might drink Sriracha Puff if he send me a check.
Right.
A lot of squares in my family, I can see the stress. Bunch of crabs in a bucket trying to eat my flesh. I ain't nothing like you niggas, I don't even rest. I don't sleep until I see success, I wish you the best.
Right.
I ain't on no hating shit, I just want to get rich.
What?
I don't do relationships, I don't want to commit. A lot of bitches did me dirty, ain't talked to me since. And now I'm insecure, closed off, but that's hard to admit.
Right.
I'm just thinking about the days that were making me jealous. Can't rain on my parade when I'm made of umbrellas. Fuck it, it don't faze me, I don't stay in my feelings. Thought money would change me, but it changed on my niggas.
Right.
I just bought a Lamborghini and painted a ceiling. I ain't bragging, I'm just happy I made me a million. ADHD, I was slow, now they label me brilliant. I'm proud of niggas like Ho, we made them a billion.
Yeah.
I hope I never go broke, try to break through the ceiling. 50,000 on the law, am I making appearance?
Yeah.
It's that shit that made them kids run away from their parents. Nigga, I'm breaking your spirit. I told myself if I go out, then I might lie my wrist. If I die today, I'm happy for the life I live. And my son is only three, he be like, mama rich. So don't go outside to play, just be a top by six. I done made my niggas proud, you ain't gotta love me. Give a fuck about your opinion, only God can judge me. I don't even write on paper, I just write on Tully. I'm a higher in a test to make a writer for me. This is me against the world, that's the mood I'm in. I'm about to fuck the pussy like I'm new again. I remember they was calling me a hooligan in special education. I just might go back to school again.
Whoa.
Only hit it once and I make her leave. We ain't cuddling, I need some space to breathe. If she fuck me good, I let her stay those three. No, I'm not your man, but we can make believe. Okay, you gotta ask, that don't mean a thing to me. Stop acting like a brat, bitch, I ain't Jermaine Dupri. These pussy niggas talking about what they gon' say to me. And they gon' beat me up, I told them that's the shit I pay to see.
Stupid.
And what's really, really bad is being broken and stupid. Nothing much worse than that unless you're sick. I'm sick, broke, and stupid. That's about as far as you can fall unless you're ugly. Great. But surely that would be the ultimate, right? The ultimate negative line. Ugly, sick, broke, and stupid.
I turn my life into a movie, bitch, I think I'm rap. I can't even wear my jewelry, now they think I'm trapped. I know that I got myself if I ain't got nobody. Just bought a pistol, I just hope that it ain't got nobody. You gon' have to pay the price if you get wishy-washy. It's a Talladega night, I think I'm Ricky Bobby. My advice, quit the music, get a different hobby. All you little niggas sound the same, just a different copy.
Whoa.
And I bow my head and pray for this. Yeah, I spilled my guts and made a mess. And I ran on Mars and made a wish. Yeah, I stand on cars like Jada Smith. And I fought so hard, I sprayed my wrist. If I shoot it, then I ain't gon' miss. Loyal nigga, so I ain't gon' switch. Blew my money at the strippy, it don't make no sense. Broken, stupid, shit'll never be the same again.
And what's really, really bad is being broken, stupid.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Joyner Lucas. Broken Stupid. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, we gave you one thing to be scared of from... Well, actually, things work in threes, right? Ain't that what happened, Brown Sugar? We go in threes.
That's what they say.
So we have the Asians gave us COVID, allegedly. Now, the Asians gave us murder hornets, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got one more thing to be scared of. Are you ready?
What is that? I'm ready.
Gypsy moth. The gypsy moth. The deadly
gypsy
moth.
Okay, what does that
do? They eat on trees.
Okay.
So for all you environmentalists out there, tree huggers, if you see that gypsy moth, you might want to smash it. It's an invasive species. It's from Asia. It's a gypsy moth from Asia come to America to eat all the American trees. No.
Okay.
That's.
I mean, it's something to be concerned about, definitely. I mean, it all is, but, I mean, I don't know if we should be fearful.
Supposed to be terrified.
Should we be fearful?
Terrified.
Okay.
Terrified.
I mean, if I had to choose between a murder hornet and a gypsy moth, I might choose the gypsy moth.
Really, it's worse. It's going to kill all the trees. Then what's going to happen if you don't have
well,
trees?
Well, I don't...
Then how are you going to fax stuff? How are you going to fax stuff if you don't
oh.
have paper because the trees is gone?
Okay. Well, I don't want to die, so I don't want a hornet to kill me.
Okay.
I don't know. I just feel like...
I'm murder hornet.
Like,
say it right. Murder
hornet.
I mean,
we've talked about this before, the circle of life and how we're all connected. So I do understand, like, without trees, it would be hard for us to survive. But I also feel like a murder hornet is actually killing people.
See?
So I feel like we can kind of protect the trees easier than we can protect people. No?
Okay. No?
We've proven already that we have a hard time with pandemics, epidemics, panics, whatever you want to call them. we panic. So I don't think we would panic about trees so much, though.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm asking you. I'm just preparing you. We got the murder hornets. And right after the murder hornets have came through and murdered people, the gypsy moth is going to eat the trees and make them fall on your house.
Yeah, but you know, these environmentalists, you know, they're going to make sure these trees are okay. And it's not going to be, they're not going to let it come to a panic.
So are they going to smash the gypsy moth? Just smashing them? Pow!
Oh, they're going to annihilate him. They're going to...
Okay.
Get some Roundup and kill it.
Mm, okay.
Or Raid. I don't know.
All right.
What do they do?
Okay. Well, just so y'all know, I just want everybody to be ready. Protect yourselves at
yeah,
all
I
times.
Do appreciate it, though. You
You're
know,
welcome.
I do appreciate information. I do appreciate it.
I try. It's what I do.
Yeah, finger snaps. Finger snaps to you.
I does that. Oh,
yeah.
While I'm doing that, not that I'm a conspiracy theorist or anything like
mm-hmm.
that.
You would never do that.
I think that way. I'm just talking about things that kind of happenstance happen.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sort of happen. They may or may not be true, but they're facts nonetheless. That just didn't make sense to when I said that, huh? It may or may not be true, but they're facts nonetheless.
Yeah.
It's all okay. In how you say it and how you believe it. So.
Yeah, how you perceive it.
Right. So for example, you know how we talked about the conspiracy theory of Venezuela and how
mm-hmm.
50 countries, including the United States, recognized the guy that wasn't elected by the people. So
yeah.
the people's elected representative that they say is not a representative of the people, because the United States and 50 other countries don't recognize them. Well, they came out. I saw an article about it way far down in the news cycle where they talked about it was not a coup. It was a police action it was a police action by a concerned American citizen. So, Goudreau. Yeah, Goudreau and his peoples, they plan to capture Maduro. Because remember, the United States put that $15 million bounty. They said that he was pushing drugs into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first shot. Like, hey, $15 million for his head. So, Goudreau and his homies, who wanted to help Guido, who's the representative put up by those 50 other countries, not by the people who actually live in the country. So he was there, and he green-lighted it and was like, you know what? I want to help remove the current regime and install the recognized Venezuelan president, Juan Guaido.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So supposedly he was supposed to give folks money. He didn't give them all the money. And so he supposedly was supposed to have 800 men. He's supposed to pay $1.5 million retainer. But he transferred $50,000 for expenses. Like, hey, just in case, you know, those guys need to get some toilet paper, toothpaste, and some other essential things before we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's kind of what happened. The support ran out because he didn't pay the dues, so 800 dues didn't come. Only a few dues came, and the 15, yeah, he couldn't get that $15 million reward for the drug dealer, aka president of a sovereign nation.
Oh, I see.
So
it wasn't a coup; they were just trying to collect the bounty.
Yes. See.
Okay.
See how that sounds so much better.
It does. There's bounty hunters all day long. So, Dog's a bounty hunter could have been down there. Who's to say?
You know, that's what I'm saying. It's because they just being concerned citizens. And it made me wonder. Remember when Ronald Reagan admitted to being part of selling drugs?
Yeah. Well, did he?
Yeah, in the 80s.
Did he actually, or in a roundabout way, though?
Well, no. What he said was, in the speech was, in my heart, I did nothing wrong. But the facts say that I was a part of drugs being sold and armed action with the Contra rebels. He actually said that. So it made me wonder.
Yeah.
If somebody would have put a $15 million bounty in say 50 countries have been like, you know what, he's a drug dealer, selling drugs all over the place. Would we have been happy about that? You know, people love Reagan.
Yeah.
He's a drug dealer. We're going to put a $15 million bounty. That's like tantamount to declaring war on somebody, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean,
I thought it was interesting.
I mean, we don't like a lot of things, though. We don't allow a lot of things. So, I mean, you know.
I thought it was interesting that we would do that. But, see, that's just something that we ain't really talking about, because we shouldn't be talking about it. And I talked about it 2 shows in a row. So I'm going to talk about something else that's going on that is not really important as COVID right now, because, you know, we're COVID central and COVID centric. For example, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, she passed a law, reshaped how colleges handle sexual misconduct. So, one, they'll be able to speed up the investigation, adding protections for the accused, and even allowing schools to skirt responsibility for assaults entirely if they take place off campus.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I
basically
mean, I have no work.
Yeah, so what happens is this. Adding protections for the accused, because, you know, sometimes they be out here lying, right? That's what we're saying.
Sometimes.
And so, yeah, sometimes they're out here lying. But so basically what happens is this. So if, let's just say, I throw a little something in your drink on campus, I take you off campus,
mm-hmm.
You know what? It ain't the school's fault. Not that I'm saying it should be the school's fault anyway, but sometimes you say there's environments that the school could be better in protecting their students. Protections.
So she's releasing liability for school, basically.
Yep.
She's saying they're no longer liable.
And
unless
adding,
it's done on school grounds?
Yep.
No.
And adding protections for the accused. So just in case. So here's what's happening. It's limiting, narrowing the definition of sexual misconduct and limiting whom a victim can report to. So, according to an estimate, where there are fewer sexual misconduct cases, colleges actually save money anywhere from $286 million to $368 million over 10 years, according to estimates included in DeVos's 2018 proposed guidelines. It goes into effect August 14th, right before the school year is set to begin. And it applies to all schools that receive federal funding. And here's another good one, is that schools are not responsible for responding to sexual violence that occurs off campus or while students are studying abroad. Off-campus spaces include housing, 87% of college students live off campus, bars, and fraternity houses.
So then they're not liable either.
Yeah. And so it also allows...
I can see maybe bars would not be, you know, but fraternity houses are not liable.
Nope. And additionally,
wow,
this allows schools involved in sexual assault scandals, such as Michigan State, to sidestep misconduct perpetrated by staff at off-campus events.
Mm.
Yep.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I mean,
so, lady.
Lady.
Protect yourself.
And some gentlemen.
You have no one but you. Hopefully you'll have someone else watching your back while you're out as well, but protect yourself.
That's your government. That's your taxpayer money working for you right there. Another thing that's not in the news. I just thought y'all might want to know.
This is a really good informative show today. Thank you.
Yay. Hey, you know what? It's my duty. See, I'm just trying to be the metaphorical butt mask for the people.
Okay. I'll accept you as my butt mask. I'll accept you as my butt mask.
All right. So, I gotta go and do our hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, another thing that is despicable. Your taxpayer money at work. Your taxpayer work money is working really hard for you right now. I just want y'all to know. So, the Trump administration is suing an orphanage in South Texas in order to exercise its eminent domain powers and obtain temporary access to the property to plan for construction along the border with Mexico. So, wait, I'm not done. There's another good part. In return for a year-long grant of access to the land, known as an easement, the federal government says it will pay the Sacred Heart Children's Home of Laredo, Texas, $100 as just compensation.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. $100.
Wow, okay.
Yep. So, because, you know, we got to put that border wall up. On a side note, the border wall, Trump said that they want to paint it black because that's going to cost an extra $500 million. You know, because apparently, if you have a black wall, it'd be really scary to climb, right? Yep.
I could see where it would be beneficial at nighttime. I figure if you get that close to the wall to be able to climb it, though, then you might as well just climb it.
Yeah, okay.
yeah. If you're able to even get close to it like that,
it's going to paint it black because it's going to be black. Anyway,
okay.
So they're suing the Texas orphanage. Put the wall up there, eminent domain, because they want to prospect and conduct surveys for construction of roads, and it's designed to help secure the United States-Mexico border within the state of Texas. Basically, what they're doing is they're setting it up where once the eminent domain is approved, they'll be able to move that orphanage and eventually get them out of there.
Yeah.
For $100. Now, I want to express to people an orphanage filled with children that no one wants. They have no home. They're going to get kicked out of the little comfort that they have at the orphanage for $100.
So, like, where could they even go for that amount? Like, suppose, like, the orphanage was like, okay, you don't have to sue us. Just move us, you know, somewhere else. I don't understand. I'm sure the orphanage would be like, just move us somewhere else. We're good with that. Maybe it could be even a little nicer, a little bit bigger. The kitchen could be modern. I don't know. Bathroom better.
Yeah.
You know.
Sacred Heart's been in operation for over 100 years, and they have, like, 40 children living there as of last fall.
I'm sure it could, they could use a makeover.
Yeah. Shout out to the government.
Too bad that Ty Pennington dude isn't around anymore.
Okay. Well, on that note,
do you know who he is?
Nope. We'll come back and talk about that. Because we're going to go on break. This is from the vault of He Comes From My Balls. This is Clay Creation. Elevate. Sugar, that was Clay Creation. Elevate. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Just that time. Just that place. Just that place. Just that time. Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, what's the shit that happened again? Well, by now, everybody knows about Ahmaud Arbery. Young man jogging in his neighborhood, and two white men followed him, confronted him, and shot him after accusing him of breaking into someone's place while jogging. Now, there's a video that they, you know, people were like, oh, the video, see the video. I mean, because we've seen the video of black men being killed. So it's not something that was new. It's not something that hadn't happened before. I mean, we've seen an inordinate amount of video of black men being killed in the street unarmed. The difference between this video and the other videos, though, Brown Sugar, is...
What is that?
This video was actually... It went viral because they were doing it Menace to Society style. So for those of you who don't know what Menace to Society is, Menace to Society was a blaxploitation film from the 90s where young black men went and robbed a store and they shot the store owner and they took the tape. And they were watching the tape, and they were talking about selling it, and everybody was watching it, and it was like, it was a big deal. It was funny. Oh, yeah, we're, you know, shooting people on video, and they thought it was awesome. Now, flashback 2020. So, fast forward. Thank you. So, fast forward to 2020. This video was filmed by a third person who was a part of the atrocity that happened. He was not someone in the neighborhood that watched it and was like, oh my God, and they're the ones that called 911. No. They filmed it themselves. And they were passing the video around because it was something funny to watch. And it just so happened that one of the people who saw it, they shared it because apparently they had half a heart and they felt bad about it. And that's how it got viral, because they shared it on social media, because they were sharing it amongst their friends. Now, the other part, Brown Sugar, was this didn't happen like last week or the week before. The shooting actually happened in February.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's interesting.
Shooting happened in February. This isn't something that happened like a week or two ago. It happened in February. And so the video goes viral, and you know, obviously there's an outroar, right? From LeBron James coming out. I mean, pretty much everyone's like, wait, hold on. So this dude is jogging. They're taking the video. They're laughing and joking about shooting someone who was jogging in the street. So,
amazing.
It's like, yeah, it's like the history of lynching. That, by the way, they were arrested today.
Mm-hmm.
May 7th.
Well, they had to be, so we'll see.
Yeah, the video went viral, but we'll see if they actually get life as they should, or they're going to get off on some technicality. So it's like the history of lynching, right? See, because people don't understand the history of lynching. So it's like for people who are from California, I don't think some of you understand the true history of America, because there's an understanding in the South that you don't quite have anywhere else. You know, it's like South, Midwest. There's a difference. I'll just say in California, there's a different understanding than maybe the rest of the nation has. So, for example. And mind you, I'm not criticizing people from California. I'm just saying that there's a reality that you don't have here that the rest of the country kind of has. All right? So
no, I agree.
There are many garages in the South that used to be filled with jars of body parts that were cut off during lynching. I mean, it was reported that there are people who still had the penis of Nat Turner pickled in a jar. It's like people say wines, lynchings, people would save artifacts. Lynching was a big sport. It's like college football. Like you see all the people, they would sell lemonade, popcorn. They would advertise it. Like they put out flyers like, hey, we're going to lynch one today. So it's like you see the pictures. And like the most famous picture, well, iconic one for me, was where there's a black man, he's hung, and there's a guy, white guy is pointing at it. And it's a crowd of people all over the place.
Yeah, I've seen that. And then they're looking directly into the camera.
Yep. Yeah. So when we talk about this video, tying those two things together is what we're talking about here. It's a part of the ethos of lynching. You have mementos. So I mean, there are a lot of mementos in the South, and I'm guessing there are a lot of Klansmen, family of Klansmen, where they have body parts. They have, like, you know, they say serial killers keep trophies. Those serial killers keep trophies. It's that evolution of that. I think people understand it along those lines, but that, ladies and gentlemen, is your Groundhog Day PSA for today.
Okay.
Who's all thrilled? Excited to have been edumacated about something.
I am.
Okay.
It's always nice to be educated.
All right. Well, I have one thing left. I wanted to talk about what's been happening as far as Tales from the Apocalypse. And it's something that's kind of been my brain for a minute, where people doing and listening to what people say, and folks are like, oh, we got to protect him, we got to stop it. Like when there are people, like there's a church that was selling bleach, defiantly, by the way, as a cure for COVID, and they're telling them to stop, and they're like, no, we're not going to stop. Bleach. Take this bleach, you're not going to get COVID, you're not going to get HIV, you're not going to get nothing. Bleach. And so, I'm actually of the opposite. I'm like, you know what? Why are we stopping people from selling bleach? Selling bleach is legal.
Were we stopping people from selling it or hoarding it?
No. So people are selling bleach, but they're telling people, hey, this bleach is a cure for COVID. And people are dumb enough to believe.
Well, it's not a cure.
Yeah, that's...
It's not a cure.
They're telling people that. And people are believing it. They're making money. And I'm of the opinion that, you know what? I'm gonna let that ride. See,
but no, you can't. You can't misinform people of that.
Okay, but see, here's what I'm saying. We are in the digital age now. We're in the digital age now. So if you are dumb enough to believe anything and everything that everybody tells you. And we're not talking about kids. I can see if they're trying to market it to 10-year-olds. You like marketing to 10, 12-year-olds, whatnot. Hey, drink this bleach, boys and girls. You're going to grow up and be healthy. It's sort of like melting. It's part of your daily diet. It's no. These are grown folks. If grown folks are dumb enough to drink bleach and think, one, you're going to survive steady doses of bleach, God bless them. Do your thing.
Okay,
I agree. It's not for you. It's not for you. This life is not for you. I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
How else do you look at it? How else can you look at it? Because you can't. You're going to arrest people because they buy bleach and they won't drink it? You can't stop people from drinking bleach. You can't. Where is there a law on the books? That's the next law we're going to put on the books. Thou shalt not drink bleach because stupid people tell you to do it. And you're being stupid if you do it. It can't happen. I'm like, if you want to drink bleach, I'm going to let you have that. You my hero, show me.
Yeah. Yep, all of them have it too.
That's where I'm at. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's somebody out there who's like, say, you know what?
No.
You should stop people from being stupid. We have the divine right to do that. Maybe.
No, I agree. No, I agree. Let them do it.
So
I was under the impression that people were, you know.
Yeah, people are
selling bleach. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
But with different intentions, so.
Yeah, to make money.
Yeah.
No, on that note.
Okay.
For Ms. Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-word. This is another Smooth Drum production. And, like always, we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
the move.
Drama.